Hey there, I'm Derek Wells, and I'm the host of Why Not You Podcast. I'm a coach, speaker, and mentor, but it wasn't always like this. I had to grow myself before I could grow others. I started this podcast to inspire those who have amazing ideas to be intentional and proactive in discovering who they are and to take massive action to develop a plan to exploit those gifts. I'll take you on a journey to meet some extraordinary individuals who have incorporated systems and habits into their lives to reach personal fulfillment. You will feel empowered to take action to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to Why Not You. Hey, welcome to this episode of Why Not You. I am your host, D. Wells, and I hope you all had a great week. Man, I'm excited to get into what we're going to talk about today. It's something when I think about just the word reflection, it allows you to get perspective, right? And it's one of those things that a lot of us just don't like to do. I mean, we do it when we're in a crisis and we just like wonder like, man, how in the world did I get here? You know, and then you start thinking about the things that's gone on or transpired in your life at that particular time that led up to that circumstance. And so, you know, I just want to just ask, like, how often, you know, do we take the time just to reflect on things, whether it's things that we've heard in conversation, seen in our environments, or just things that we've been associated with, you know, things that we were taught or experienced. You know, it's during those times or moments, like when we reflect, that we actually get this perspective and a fresh outlook on whatever it is that we've experienced. And so let's just get into it, you know. We have to, because I know, like, you may have learned something. I mean, when you just think about reflecting just during that time, you probably learned something new about yourself just based on some time alone that you've actually, you know, spent alone. And I remember just thinking about myself, I used to be afraid to isolate myself and get into a space where my mind could be free, you know, just from thought of this business. I didn't like to drive without having some type of music on or some audiobooks playing, because what it did, it forced me to think about life and the things that mattered that I really didn't want to confront at that time. And so that noise and busyness was just a way for me to escape. And so I thought, in order for me just to kind of be happy, I suppose, I had to keep my mind occupied with things that I could manage. It seemed like it made my life a little bit easier without being tainted with a whole bunch of, oh man, such and such happened, or this happened in my life, and I really don't feel like dealing with this. But when you think about it, it's the things that you actually need to spend time on. And so, as I got older, and I really began to work on myself and just discover the significance of being alone and receiving thoughts, man, they are nothing but lessons. And the reason I say they're lessons is because, you know, being still in a quiet place gives me time to reflect. And when I reflect on things or things that I've come across, now I'm becoming a person who can actually solve problems. I'm in a place now where I'm just kind of thinking and I'm meditating. And I'm like, okay, such and such happened, or I didn't take care of this. Why didn't I take care of this? Maybe I need to change this in my life. Maybe I need to do that. So while this time alone is is actually allowing me to enhance my thoughts and ideas. And now I'm strategizing. And from this strategy of just coming up with solutions, now I'm at peace. Now I'm at peace with myself. And basically, hey, we're going to get into, let's just say, here we go. Here I'm on this journey with John Maxwell and their team. And I'm reading other books outside of John Maxwell's books. And he has like, it's just such a huge collection of books. The things that I'm coming across and reading are really significant, and why we need to spend this time just to kind of think and be alone. And let's call it what John calls it, the law of reflection. You know, so what does the law of reflection mean? Basically, it really means to simply allow some time in your life for an intentional pause and allow growth basically to catch up to you. What do I mean by catch up to you? Don't be in such a hurry that you miss the goods. You know what I'm saying? Don't be in such a hurry where you miss an opportunity to grow. It's about just slowing down, exhale for a minute. Not exhale, exhale. I said exhale. Exhale. Take that deep breath and then blow it out and see what happens. Just bring the heart rate down. Step out of that busyness, because there's so much good and relevant information that it walks right past us, or you walk right by it because you're outpacing yourself thinking. Just with this busyness, sometimes you just have to put yourself on that timeout in order to get that place where you can actually think, or incorporate into a routine of yours. You know, just start giving yourself a pause, you know, or timeout. Implement this into your daily life and your routine and see what happens. And I guarantee now all of a sudden you'll start having some breakthroughs, and you'll begin to get unstuck where you're stuck. The barriers that you actually looked at as these enormous mountains all of a sudden shrink. Or you find a way to start chiseling that rock. Now you created an opening where you can actually get through because you've taken that time. And so just think about the people that you actually meet and come in contact with on a daily basis that provide you with some type of lesson, good or bad. But because you've taken that time just to kind of pause and think about, oh, what this person said, you're like, okay, that makes sense. There's always something to take away. And you could just, whatever that information is, you can actually use it to your advantage. When you put yourself on a timeout and reflect, you get perspective, gratitude, and that resolve to change things. You know, now you're in a place where you are evaluating the experience. Let's just call it evaluated experience. It's the best teacher, right? Let's just call it that. Evaluated experience. It's the best teacher. It's just, if you just base it on just plain experience as the best teacher, how many people would you know would be further ahead than they are? You know, plain experience, you have people haven't learned from it, because you think how many people just continue to make the same mistakes over and over again? It happens, right? So, I mean, listen, older people would be the wisest because of experience. People who got themselves in trouble would be wiser, you would think, but they keep repeating the same nonsense and not learning. It's that evaluated experience. It's the ability to reflect and learn from the experiences so you can grow. That's what evaluated experiences is. So you should always have a moment in silence where you can ask yourself some questions. nothing too hard, but you know, whatever can make you use a little bit more brain power to provoke some thought. Like maybe at the beginning of the day, you reflect on what happened last night or the day before, or at the end of the day, you just start reflecting on some things and ask yourself some questions like, you know, what did I learn today? How can I apply what I learned today or yesterday? Another question, how can I pass on what I learned today as far as sharing it with other people? That's just one of the ways that you can add value based off the experiences that you've actually encountered. And so when you get up and as you're about to go about your day, start your day, you know, ask yourself, what is the main event? What is the main thing I have to do today? Just reflect on that. And what it's going to do is it's going to eliminate you trying to multitask, because we just don't have that capacity to give 100% every time we do something. It's not realistic. We just don't have enough time. We don't have enough brain width. That's one of the things I liked about that. It's a technique called the Pomodoro method, where you just focus. You focus, you put in time for, you know, 25 to 30 minutes. Then you take a 5-minute break or so. And then you get back to grinding. And then you take another 5-minute break. And then as you start to develop this routine, now you could add more time. So instead of doing 25 minutes, now you're increasing it up to, let's say, 30 or 35 minutes. But whatever it is that you're going to do, it just make sure you're in a place where you're not just trying to do everything all at once. And so I love what just, you know, this whole reflecting does is, man, it actually puts you in a position where you could win, because now you are free to think, just kind of woo-saw, woo-saw the things that you need to think about that allows those ideas and that imagination to flow. It makes me think of Bad Boys with their captive, you know, always getting tired of, you know, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, just their whole shenanigans. And he's getting to a place where he's in that woo-saw moment, because he knows whenever their names come up, something is about to jump off. So you actually have to put yourself in that place. So I love what Walter Robert Doyle said in his book, Think Like a Winner, when he said, the key to stimulating creative thoughts is to learn how to allow your mind to let go, thus permitting creative ideas and concepts to bubble up to the conscious level. Now, how huge is that? Just being in a place where you allow your mind to be creative. Letting go and being in a place of peace where your mind is not racing. What a huge, huge place to be in. And so I mentioned being a problem solver earlier. Everybody has some type of problem, but not everyone knows how to solve problems. You know, there's the people want to solve them, but they just don't have the capacity to solve them, because they're not in the space where they can actually become or just allow that creativity to flow. And so how do you handle those problems? How do you come up with solutions to those problems? I mean, sometimes you can see them. You can see a problem that's about to affect you somehow. But then you also have those problems that straight up blindside you. You don't even see them coming. You just get hit. And so if you don't start practicing that pause and give yourself a quick time out, how are you going to deal with that issue that comes about that just comes upon your life in an instant, right? problem solving, helping others. You know, one of the things we have to do is face reality. You know, the reason we don't like problems is because it causes us to look at ourselves or in others or just other people in a real way. And so one of the things we can't do is we can't ignore it. We can't rationalize it. We have to honestly look at it. And then once you honestly look at it, now you could begin to work on it, right? You could begin to work on it in a way that now you're dealing with it and you're dealing with it in a practical way. You're not rushing through it. You're not just trying to get to the end, but you're trying to find an actual solution that's going to help everything. Another thing, ask for help. Trying to solve problems by yourself, oh my gosh, it's the worst. I mean, there's so many resources available to help us solve problems. Just trying to do it alone, it could be just straight up ridiculously tough. And you're probably putting yourself in a no-win situation. But being able to reflect and think, now you're actually putting yourself in a better situation. And so I know, like, no matter how good I may feel, oh my goodness, sometimes I just don't have it within me. And so I know people like to help solve problems. And so when I know that I need help and welcome help, oh my goodness, I learned so much just from other people because they aren't responding the same way I am. They're not emotionally involved. So now I have a fresh pair of eyes looking at it. And so I won't be able to, I won't be able to diminish myself, but coming together with other people, I'll be able to diminish this problem. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to diminish that problem that I have just by being humble and knowing the fact that I need help. It's just part of growth. And so another thing is just in this whole problem solving, I can't add to the problem. I don't want to add to the problem. People who just if I add to my problem, the only thing I'm doing is complicating it instead of simplifying it. So I have to look at it, break it down into manageable parts, and then fix it. Another thing, creating momentum. Momentum puts me in a place now where I could solve problem. Not every problem, but I'm in a place where I can actually solve the problem now, based on the movement that I've initiated. And now I have a routine where I'm actually giving myself a timeout and just to think and come up with some concepts or ideas, reaching out to people, collaborating, getting that input. And so it's not so much the size of the problem, it's my problem. And so when I think, you just think about momentum for a second. And here we have, I like this example here. It's an analogy. So let's say you have a train, and now this train is, you know, this train is traveling, let's say 50, 60 miles an hour, and there's a brick retaining wall on the track. Train going at speed with the momentum, it's going to break through that brick retaining wall with ease. Now imagine stopping. The train is stopped on the track. You throw, let's say, a 2x4 or, I don't know, 4x6 piece of wood at the front of the train. See how long it takes to actually initiate movement and take off. Just that piece of board alone can prevent the train from moving and getting speed. And so when I think about creating momentum, just with my thoughts, and I'm operating on a whole nother level. And so these are the things that we actually can actually incorporate into our lives. And so with problem solving, we must just always believe that there is a solution and answer. Now, if you always believe there's an answer to a problem, you'll stick with it a little longer until you find the answer. Now, many people give up when they try to do everything themselves for whatever reason. There are way too many resources available that can assist us. We have to become grateful just knowing that, look, there's an estin. There's an answer. It's a testament to how we think. And so if I think a problem is going to be catastrophic, I'll lose. I know in order for me to win, I have to have like this tenacious spirit instead of this dark cloud just kind of hovering over me. That spirit of knowing that I could get it done. So I'm focusing on an answer. I'm focusing on an answer, and I'm not becoming overwhelmed. I think a lot of this may also have to do with that person's personality and how they were raised and how they deal with problems in general. But I guarantee if you just take the time and start working on yourself, when problems actually occur and you say, okay, I need to step away to the side for a sec, it's going to be a game changer. You're gonna start anticipating finding the answer to whatever it is, and then you're just gonna become that go-to person. That go-to person. Those are the ones who are getting paid. Those are the ones who are valuable. Those are the ones who are adding value to people because they're in a place where they just function and execute. They're not becoming stymied or confused by whatever's going on in their life. Just believe that there is always an answer and a lesson. That means approaching it, whatever you have going on, with the mindset of not giving up until you find or identify a solution. And once you identify a solution, ask yourself, what did I learn? It's in your problems that you actually grow. You know, it's the resolve in you. Not too many have it. And it's a reason why there are just so many average people. Don't be normal. Don't be normal, and just apply yourself just to recognize that there are lessons to actually learn. There are so many lessons to learn. And there are a ton of opportunities in the problems. How do you view your problems? Are they a hindrance that control your attitude and emotions while creating limitations? Or are you able to overcome them? One of the opportunities that I love is it's the story of the Israelites. I mean, there are so many stories that you could learn just from the story, the example of the stories, or there's the Israelites being in a place where they are, and this, I mean, this just the this story right here just has to do with the mind, really. You're in a place where you're enslaved for over 400 years, and now you have this freedom. You have this freedom because God spoke to a person who we know is Moses. God spoke to Moses, and Moses was assigned a task to go free the Israelites from Egypt. Once the Israelites were free, here they are in the wilderness. They are out there, and it got to a place where now they had to operate on a whole nother level with faith. Moses took them out of this slavery, but they still had that slave type mentality. And so even though they were free, they weren't free because they thought what they had in Egypt as slaves was better than what they had in this freedom. And so when you think about the mind is powerful. The mind is powerful. And so I love this story Because even though you had a person in Moses who had to operate in faith and help the Israelites get out of the slavery, excuse me, get out of the slavery, they were stuck. And during this time that they were complaining, man, they were complaining big time to Moses. Moses had to spend time in prayer and talking and reflecting with what was going on in order to find solutions to his problem, which were the Israelites' broken mentality. Even though he was operating on a whole nother level of faith, they had to believe, but it was taking them some time. And so they end up going the long way. They didn't even, I mean, that 40-year journey should have been less than a 40-day walk in reality. But it's the power of the mind. And so I love how Moses just, his example is perfect for just the time where he actually talked it out and reflected and just worked out solutions. And so when we reflect on stories of the past, man, it's just a reminder of being able to overcome, and that we are more resilient. We are more resilient when we think. We are resilient when we want to be. It's, you know, just, it lets you know that you are capable and we are capable of doing amazing things. And so when we reflect, think of the many things that it allows. You know, it allows us to examine ourselves. It allows us to check our motives for doing what we do. It also allows us to observe the realities of our life and to make those changes where needed. One of the other things I just love is that it allows us the time to renew our mentality and our spiritual well-being. And do we have the right people in our life? It also makes us think about, like, are we operating? When you reflect, when you spend some time in reflection, are you operating in self or faith? And are you committing the time to your relationship that you need to commit with Jesus? Are you spending time in that relationship? You know, man, it's so much to learn. It's just reflection. It's a huge piece of my life now. And it's just one of the things that we need to do in order to sustain, grow, and make progress in our daily lives. Because it's important. Our life depends on it. And so I hope this right here, I hope this adds some value to you. I hope this gives you a new perspective on reflection. I hope this makes you take some action to spend a little bit more time just with knowing who you are. You know, gratitude is huge. What are you thankful for? Hey, why not you, y'all? Why not you be the best version of you? And you make things happen for yourself. Get unstuck. Get unstuck. You can all do it. We cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. And part of that means we have to spend some time with ourselves in isolation to become more aware of what it is that we want to do and how we're going to overcome. I love you guys. This is D. Wells, your host. Why Not You, signing off. Y'all have a great week. Have a blessed one. And remember to be the best version of yourself. Stay fired up for your life. God bless.